All right, we're joined by one of our favorites on the show, and that is Ann Killian of the San Francisco Chronicle. Andy, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. It's lovely to be down here in the desert. Nice day.
Yeah, baseball. Look at this place. 12,000 will be here, and I always say when I start the show, the berm is completely green grass. When I end the show, you can't see a blade of grass. And what is it about this spring training? What brings people here?
Well, it's a fun trip. It's close by relative to the Bay Area. And, you know, the Giants have always been popular, but the last 5 years, it's just, I think it seems like it's doubled. I mean, there's Giants fans everywhere. I actually went out to an A's-Reds game all the way out in Goodyear yesterday.
You did?
And there was nobody there. It was kind of surprising for me because I spend so many of my spring training games here at Scottsdale Stadium, and I'm used to it being packed, and it was not packed. A lot of people just have made this be a part of their annual vacation, and you can see why. It's, you know, Scottsdale, the Giants have it. So I was talking to Jake Peavy about this last night. Just the Scottsdale thing. I mean, some of these teams have stadiums and places you don't really want to go to, you know, Goodyear or Maryvale or Surprise. But to be right in the heart of Scottsdale and to have this team that, you know, these fans love so much, they know everything about them, and then they get a, you know, just walk down the street to a nice dinner and a drink afterwards, it's a pretty good setup.
Yeah, and the city of Scottsdale knows it. I met one of the city council people from the city of Scottsdale. Believe me, they love the Giants and for what the Giants bring to the area. So
And it's just, I mean, everywhere you go, it's a sea of orange on these weekends.
All right, what's your impression? We've had Henry's back, of course, and Bruce has been down here. You're here. John has been here. And the whole staff of the Chronicle, we have just about everybody. What's your impression of this 2016 Giant team? How do you see it?
Well, I'm impressed. I mean, I think that there's a lot of excitement. I mean, I think it's just, you know, every time spring training convenes, it's kind of, you know, like another gathering of, you know, old friends. And you know, with the Giants, you know these faces. There's always a few new ones, but you know their stories. You know what to expect from them. And it's just kind of, there's a sense of anticipation because we've seen this group deliver so many times. And then you add in the new pitchers and some of these new young prospects. I mean, everyone that I've talked to around the team just seems overwhelmed by the depth and the talent that's in the pipeline. So that's exciting. But, everyone jokes about it being an even year, but there's something to that. There's a sense that, you know what, let's do it again. That's kind of the feeling you get around the team.
Yeah, and Killian with us. There are less questions for me. They have Span here. They got Samardzija. They got Cueto. Those are the holes they had to fill.
Exactly.
Pagan is saying all the right things about being a left fielder. He's in the lineup today hitting fifth. And we'll see where he is in 2 months.
Right.
But he's saying all the right things right now. But before we go on to, I want to talk about Sergio Romo with you in a second. But what I noticed about the clubhouse is Samardzija's here, Cueto's here, Denard Span. These are big free agent signings. And they kind of stay by them. You know, no one bothers them. Because the team has so many names and so many World Series heroes. That's the clubhouse. It's Pence, it's Posey, it's Bumgarner, it's, you know, Crawford, Duffy, Panic, it's all these guys. And the other ones just kind of hang out.
Yeah, they don't have to feel like they're carrying too much pressure. No. I saw Cueto's first outing on Wednesday, and I actually talked to him about that, about whether or not there was a lot of pressure on him because of that contract. And of course we saw that a few years ago when Barry Zito had a similar contract to what Cueto has. I mean, but back then there was all that pressure on Zito because he really was expected with that kind of contract to carry the staff. And Cueto doesn't face that kind of pressure at all, really. I mean, obviously people want that contract to be worth its weight, but and for him to perform, but he doesn't have the same kind of pressure that some of these other guys who sign mega contracts do when they come in.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting part. All right, Bruce and I talked about this earlier, Bryce Harper talking about the unwritten rules of baseball, and it's a game. Cam Newton has fun, LeBron James, Steph Curry.
Yeah, he managed to work all his Under Armour guys in there. It was an Under Armour endorsement deal.
Yeah, I liked it. At least he gave examples. I thought that was very coherent. And Bruce and I talked about it, but you wrote about this with Sergio Romo, had some real comments about it. Very interesting.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think there is obviously some history with Bryce Harper and this team, as you know, from 2 years ago, certainly like with Hunter Strickland. But so they kind of saw Bryce Harper in action, you know, when he hit that home run against Strickland at AT&T and stared at him all the way around the bases and then barked at him from the dugout. Sergio, just his point was basically, why is the face of the league calling his game tired? He thought it was derogatory, and he also he objected, I think, to comparing it to different sports. And I kind of agree with him, because I cover every sport. There's unwritten rules in every sport, and you know, don't think Cam Newton hasn't rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And you know, you can get those guys get fined for excessive celebration. I'm sure there's some pass rushers who would, you know, love to take Cam Newton out and hurt him because of the way he acts. Steph Curry's even rubbed people the wrong way. I know it's hard for us in the Bay Area to believe that, but you know, not everyone thinks his celebrations are great. So every sport has its own kind of rules. Baseball, it's more ingrained, maybe because of the sport is older, the tradition, and it's also a sport where most of the guys, I think most guys don't feel like Bryce Harper. I think most guys are more like Buster Posey or Brandon Crawford. I don't think that they, you know, I think it's just 162 games. Like, you can't celebrate everything you do. And Sergio brought up the playoffs, you know, when I'm forgetting
Bautista?
When what's his name with the Braves hit a home run against him in the eighth inning, you know, it was one of those Brooks Conrad games where he ended up booting the ball in the ninth but it was one of Sergio's very first outings in the playoffs.
Hinsky, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was who it was, Hinsky.
Boy, I'm impressed, I remember.
And
that.
He ran the bases with his arms up, and Sergio said, you know, he understood that because it was a huge moment. You know, he thought he'd won a playoff game against him. But that's, I think it's different than if you, you know, flip your bat at any moment. And a lot of people want to break this down by generation or by ethnicity, but, you know, We've seen Bryce Harper, who's, you know, a white guy, showboat. We've seen Barry Bonds showboat with the best of them. No one stared at or bat flipped as well as Barry Bonds did. And it's not generational either, because, you know, you look at Madison Bumgarner is as old school as any guy on the planet. You know, so is Buster. I think a lot of baseball players have just been brought up just that's just not the way the game is played. And so it does kind of annoy them if someone's going to excessively celebrate. But I think most guys understand if you celebrate in a huge moment.
I think that's the issue. Joey Bats, if he did it in July, be a little different than doing it in the middle of October, putting his team into, you know, a further playoff game or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
All right. Great to have you on. What are you writing about tomorrow?
So tomorrow, for tomorrow's paper, I'm writing about Jake Peavy, the musician, not just the pitcher. You know, Jake has this cool hero jam going tomorrow night to raise money for the USO, and he's got this incredible band, and it's so interesting to see how he has evolved from a guy who was embarrassed when Flannery put up a video of him playing music to now a guy who's going to front his own band. Music is a huge part of his whole persona right now.
All right. Love having you on.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Ann Killian. More coming up. Baseball, Giants, and Diamondbacks. I'll be back with our postgame show after the game. Have a good day, everybody. See you then.